والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Brothers and sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran, recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslim's pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel then to man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa la udwana illa ala zalimin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil awwalin wal akhirin, sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode of Correct Recitation. In the beginning, I would like to welcome our guest, obviously Sheikh Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we have brother Saf all the way from Bosnia. Right, he's visiting to Cairo, and Dino from Kosovo, and Harith all the way from Washington, D.C. What a combination. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program. Inshallah, once again, we're going to listen to the entire surah of An-Nazi'at, beautiful recitation by Sheikh Ismail, so let's listen attentively. Sheikh Ismail, tafadhal, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة فإنما هي زجرة واحدة فإذا هم بالساهرة هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها.
إن شاء الله جزاك الله خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the last episode, we managed only to speak about the first and the second verses of Surah An-Nazi'at, and we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by different types of His angels, basically by their assignments, by what they perform, what they do, what they have been created for. We all know that it is one of the six articles of faith to believe in the angels, in their existence. And some of them by the names Jibril, Mikael, Israfil, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of them, wa Malakul Maud, the angel of death. And in this chapter, An-Nazi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by certain types of them. An-Nazi'at and An-Nashitat are the angels who are assisting the angel of death by extracting the souls from the bodies. An-Nazi'at, they extract and they take the soul out of the bodies with violence. An-Nashitat, they take it gently. And that's why there are two different verses according to some of the Mufassirin. Was-Sabihati Sabaha, and Allah is swearing by the angels who are floating and swimming around, or by the planets which are floating in their orbits. But the more correct view that since it is in line with the sequence and with the rest of the verses, the one before and the one after, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking by the angels who are swimming around. We've discussed before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have appointed some angels to tour the entire earth. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحُونَ. Allah the Almighty has angels who are touring the earth. What do? Once they find a gathering which is sitting to recite the Quran, they descend and they hang around with them. Once they found some people remembering Allah or learning about His deen, they descend and they attend this gathering. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقَا, and Allah the Almighty is saying, I swear by السابقات, by the racers, the angels who press forward, as in a race, racing whom and racing against whom and for what. Some of the Mufassirin said they're racing in order to fulfill Allah's commands. Once Allah says to a set of the angels to do this or that, right away they race to fulfill it. And they say that As-sabiqati sabaqa is referring to the angels who race against Satan's. We discussed before that, before the mission of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah mentioned in details in Surah Al-Jinn, that the jinn used to overhear or to spy on the writing of the angels from the worldly heaven, and they would collect the news and they would take them to the fortune tellers. After Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been sent and appointed as a prophet, they couldn't do that anymore. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that مَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابَ الرَّصَدَ. The falling star would follow any Satan who tried to overhear or sneak around to take some of the revelations which would be revealed from Allah to the angels and from the angels to humans or to fulfill any commands. So either they race in order to fulfill Allah's commands quickly and swiftly, or they're racing against Satan's in order to deliver the message of Allah to people, to human before them. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَ. And السَّابِقَات derived from the word سِبَاق. سِبَاق means a race. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَ. And this is another set or group, or actually groups of the angels. That النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم have informed us that the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them with different tasks and jobs. So there are angels who are in charge for the mountains. There is an angel who's in charge for the rain, Mikael alayhi salam, and the clouds. There are angels for the clouds. There is an angel who's appointed with the womb. The lengthy hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, in which he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah the Almighty creates the fetus in the womb of his mother 40 days as a sperm, then 40 days, another similar period, 40 days like a hanging blood clot, then for another like period, another 40 days, a morsel of flesh, then he would send the angel to breathe the soul into him. This is the angel who is appointed with the womb of every pregnant woman, Malakul Arham. There is another group of the angels appointed with the guard in the fire of hell, عليها 19. And the guards of heaven, and the guards of every heaven, the gates of every worldly heaven, of the seven heavens, etc. So, فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also swearing by the angels who are planners and arrangers. They arrange the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fulfill them in order. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ. In Arabic we say once there is a qasam, there is an oath, then there has to be a jawab, an answer. When you say, I swear to Allah to do what or not to do what, that's called jawab al-qasam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore 5 times from وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَ وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَ فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَ فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَ. Why? Swearing to confirm what? The declaration is يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ. Well, basically that is the same conclusion that we had in the previous chapter, which is النَّبَأ. It is to confirm the truth about the occurrence of the Day of Judgment. And what will precede the Day of Judgment? يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَ. So these two consecutive verses, number 6 and number 5, are talking about the first and the second blowing in the trumpet. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَ. The mountains and the earth would shake vigorously. Then everybody will die. Then, according to the sound hadith, which is narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, there will be another blowing in the trumpet. And the distance in between 40, some of the scholars said it is 40 years, but Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, was not or did not declare whether 40 days, 40 months, or 40 years. Some of the scholars concluded from other circumstantial evidences that it would be 40 years. Then what will happen afterward? Resurrection. Resurrection of all the dead from the very beginning to the very end. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَة. That would follow the first نَفْخَة, another نَفْخَة, which is called الرَّادِفَة here. And then what will happen? When people will sprout back, like the seeds sprout and grow up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rain, and this rain will be called the water of life, where people will sprout from the coccyx bone, and they will be resurrected once again, even if they were crumbled into dust, even if they were burned into ash, no matter what have happened to them, whether drowned, whether swallowed by the fish, or, they will be resurrected. قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ. On that day, some hearts will be full of fear and anxiety, will tremble. Why? Because once they will be resurrected, they recognize that they have denied the truth. And that's why they will be afraid and full of fear and anxiety. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ. أَبْصَارُهَا, أَبْصَار is plural of basar, which is the eyesight. Their eyesights and their visions would be humiliated. Looking down, they cannot face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have nothing to say. They will be disgraced, full of humiliation. يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة. This statement basically is what they used to say whenever the prophets used to tell them that, fear God, fear the day of resurrection. There will be a life after death. They denied that and they said, do you guys say that? Shall we be returned back to another state of life? That is impossible. And if this is true, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً. How could this happen after our bones will be crumbled, decayed, disintegrated? How could this ever happen? قَالُوا. Again, the same, the disbelievers. Not of one time, or one era, or one place. The disbelievers who disbelieved in the fact, in the truth of the Day of Judgment, the followers of every prophet, some of them followed the prophets, and the vast majority, they denied the fact about the prophets and about the Day of Judgment. So they will say, قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ. If this is going to happen, we will be in a big loss. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجَرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. This is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's confirming the occurrence of the Day of Judgment and resurrection after death by saying, guess what? It will be only one zajra, one nafkha. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order Israfil, peace be upon him, to blow in the trumpet, everybody will be resurrected all at once. So it will not burden Allah nor His angels anything. It is as simple as that. The first creation was much, the second revival is much easier than the very first creation. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّهِرَةِ. What will happen after Israfil alayhi salam blows in the trumpet for the second time? Then everybody will be resurrected, and whoever was under the ground will come on the surface of the earth. As-Sahira is the surface of the earth. Then after that, normally in the Makki chapters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives the examples of the previous prophets. Why Harith? For what reason? Obviously, those stories were not made to be bed stories, or before going to sleep, or for mere entertainment. No, to drive the admonitions from them, to receive the support, the mutual support, and the psychological support by confirming to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the believers that people before you and the believers before you and the prophets have been persecuted, have been harassed, have been killed for the sake of their belief. So, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. By the end of Surah Yusuf, a whole chapter, which was just delivering the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, said, verily, in their stories, the stories of the prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are lessons, there is an admonition for those who have mind to reflect upon them. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. That's a rhetorical question. Obviously, Allah has spoken to the Prophet ﷺ about prophets before that. But he is now is going to confirm some very important facts about the story of Moses and the Pharaoh in order to keep firm the heart of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and his followers of the believers. What happened to Musa ﷺ? إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. When his Lord called upon him, where? In the sacred valley. That sacred valley, its name was mentioned in the Quran. It was called Tuwa. This is when Musa alayhi salam was returning back from Madian after he spent a whole decade serving Prophet Shu'aib. Then he returned back for a mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him in this valley. He called upon him and he said, Ya Musa, I am your Lord. Take off your shoes. You are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. I am indeed Allah. So listen carefully to what I'm going to say. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him? He appointed him with the risala, with the mission, and the command was, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. You're commanded to go to confront the Pharaoh. But my Lord, the Pharaoh is the one whom I escaped from. I ran away from. But now you're a prophet. And fear not, nor should you grieve, because you will be supported by me. When Musa a.s. was reluctant to fulfill this command and said, I'm afraid that he's going to transgress against us or maybe even kill us, him and his brother Harun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured him by saying, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Fear not, because I will be with you, you and your brother, supporting you, supervising you. I hear and I see. No one can hurt you as long as I am your God and I'm providing you with my protection. فَقُلْ لَهُ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Basically, this is the core of the message of every prophet. What Moses delivered to the Pharaoh, he said, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Would you like to purify yourself? Would you like for me to guide you to your Lord in order to fear him? Because how could you fear somebody? How could you worship someone whom you do not know his traits? It is very important to understand the concept of the unity of the beautiful names and attributes of God. What happened with Christians, they went astray because they mixed up the issues and the traits. They gave the human the traits of the divine being. And they gave the divine being the traits of the humans. So that's why that you're dealing with a human like you. There is no due respect. You have to understand who is he. What are his beautiful attributes and his majesty in order to pay the due respect and worship to him. وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ. Obviously, the Pharaoh refused. We have several chapters in Qasas otherwise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is quoting upon us in details. And you know what, Dino? That the story of Musa alayhi salam was mentioned and quoted in several chapters in the Quran, in several places. Somebody might ask, why is that? What is the purpose of repeating the same story over and over and over? Simply, every story provides one angle, one side, one aspect. Every quotation, every passage in every chapter provides one piece of information that was not available perhaps in the rest of the passages. So when you add them together, you have the full story. But each segment provides what is needed in this chapter. So now, along with other parts in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in details what happened with Moses and the Pharaoh, bottom line, that the Pharaoh requested from Musa a sign to show him that he is telling the truth and he's a prophet. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. So Musa alayhi salam showed the Pharaoh the great sign. The great sign here was not just one sign. That's called ismu jins. It is just a name of all the miracles that Musa alayhi salam have shown the Pharaoh. Nine signs. Among them was the stick, which turned into a real humongous snake. Devoured all the four snakes, the four sticks. His hand, which he will put in his pocket, and will take it out, noor. So many other things. So, فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. What happened after he proved to him through the miracle? And the miracle is something that's extraordinary, that it doesn't happen normally, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports his prophets with, in order to confirm to their followers and to their people the mission and the message of such prophet. For instance, when the Meccan pagans asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a sign, he said, you name it. They said, why don't you split the moon for us? They named it. Why don't you split the moon for us? With Prophet Saleh, they wanted the camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered. With Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the she-camel, with Prophet Saleh. With Prophet Muhammad with the moon, when they insisted on splitting the moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And he revealed the whole chapter. In the beginning he said, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. Even though they have seen the sign, but they still denied it. Similarly, the Pharaoh denied all the signs. فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى ثُمَّ أَدَبَرَ يَسْعَى. Then he turned around with arrogance And inshallah, next time we'll continue with the story of Moses and the Pharaoh. And we'll take a little short break, then inshallah we'll return back in a couple of minutes. So please stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
Many people trying to get together, but all their efforts were in vain because of ignoring or turning away from this great foundation. We see many people coming to the way of truth, following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but later on, they get off track. What is the reason behind that? Unity is a result, it's not a cover-up. We have to be united from inside. And Allah made this clear in the Quran when He said, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ.
Muslims in particular will have very good knowledge of Islamic religion and Islamic law, and then will run their lives according to the injunctions of Allah. It will enable them to know how to live peacefully with them, and at the same time practice Islamic religion or follow the injunctions of Allah as requested and required by Allah.
Anyone who chooses other than Islam as a religion, as a way, it won't be accepted from him. This Quran has to be understood by the way the companions of Rasulullah understood the Quran. We disconnect ourselves from the actions of certain Muslims who oppress people and kill people unjustly.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Inshallah, we'll be more than happy to take your phone calls for those who would like to join us live today. And until then, inshallah, we'll listen to the recitation of Surah An-Nazi'at from our guests. We'll begin with Brother Safar from Kosovo, right? Please go ahead. The beginning of Surah An-Nazi'at.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
With regards to the إخفاء, whenever there is a nun sakina or tanween followed by any of the 15 letters which would lead to ikhfa, concealing or hiding, the noon or at tanween, a noon second or at tanween. Basically, we do not pronounce the noon. We pronounce the following letter and put the gunnah on top of it, such as قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَنْ. Basically, I said إِذَنْ, that is the غُنَّة, right? But my tongue is at the articulation point of what letter? Of the calf. So that's why I say قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَنْ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ. Okay? طيب. Let's take Sister Mufida from Nigeria, then inshallah we'll come back to Brother Safar. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mufida.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, make sure that you mute your TV set and go ahead and recite from the beginning of Surah An-Nazi'at.
Am I going to read?
Yes, go ahead. Please.
Which ayah?
From the beginning of Surah An-Nazi'at. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ. And make sure, not just lower the volume on your TV set, mute it.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والصابحات سبها فالصابغات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
جزاك الله خيرا. Hold on one second.
كرة خاسرة.
كرة خاسرة.
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
جزاك الله خيرا.
إنما هي زجرة واحدة.
Okay. جزاك الله خيرا. Sister Mufida. After we take Sister Fatima, inshallah, I would love to comment on Sister Mufida's recitation in order to learn how to correct our recitation. Fatima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you there? Okay. Please proceed from verse number 15. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟ إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى وجهك فتخشى.
إن شاء الله.
فأراه الآية الكبرى.
Repeat this ayah again, please. Repeat this ayah again, please.
فأراه الآية الكبرى. فكذب وعصى. ثم أدبر يسعى. فحشر فنادى. فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى.
فأخذه الله
نكال الآخرة والأولى. إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى.
جزاك الله خيرا. حسبك. Thank you, Sister Fatima. Jazakallah khairan. We have another caller, but I would request her to hang around for some time. I would like to comment on Sister Mufida's recitation. It is so beautiful. I'm very impressed with the brothers and sisters from Nigeria. May Allah bless you all. This is really amazing. But please remember, I said studying the characteristics of the letters, Sifatul Huruf, is extremely important. And it really distinguishes between a clever, expert reciter and an average person. Also, it is very important to learn the articulation points. Take for instance, when I say in verse number 3, وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبَحَا, I can tell that I said وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبَحَا. There is a scene in the first word, and there is a scene like brother, سَفْرَ or سَفَر. But imagine if I say سَفَر, and I change the scene into صَاد, then I'm talking about the month of سَفَر. Similarly, when I say وَالصَّابِحَاتِ صَبَحَا, that's totally wrong. So, you need to soften it. You need to make it very light, very thin. It is seen. And its articulation point is as follows. S, S versus the صَاد, it is أَص. And the صَاد is one of the letters of الاستعلاء, the elevation, as we say. While the seen is different, it is S. S, a letter of al-istifal. So make sure every scene is very thin and it is very soft versus the sad. Same with the letter dal versus the letter dad. You cannot say fal-mudabbirati amra because that's a dal. So you should say fal-mudabbirati amra. Barakallahu fikum. All of you, may Allah bless you. Okay, now we have another call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Abrar.
Hello, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Junior Abrar, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, you're going to recite today, inshallah?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and recite from verse number 15 again. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟ Yes, let's begin with the story of Moses. Peace be upon him. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
هل أتاك حديث موسى؟ وإذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
أبرار, there is no wow. إذ ناداه, right away, there is no wow. Okay?
Okay.
Huh?
إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إنه في ذلك
إن في ذلك
إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى.
حسبك أبرار. Thank you. جزاكم الله خيرا. How old are you?
8 years old.
8 years old. Where are you from? Originally?
Egypt.
Originally from Egypt too?
Yes.
ما شاء الله. Born and raised in Egypt.
Yes.
May Allah bless you and your family. Verse number 24, Abrar. Your name is Abrar and it has two ras. The letter ra is repeated twice in your name, right? So
yes.
I say Abrar, not Abrar. So I want to say فَقَالَ أَنَا ra. Ra. Every ra with fatha or with dhamma is heavy, is fat. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Thank you, Abrar, so much. I really loved your recitation. May Allah bless you and your parents. Thank you. Sister Rima from Jordan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
And thank you for waiting. Lima. Okay. Go ahead and recite from verse number 26. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى.
إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءُ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ دَحَاهَا أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى.
Okay, hold on one second, Yalima. MashaAllah, you're reading very well. That really indicates that you know how to read properly. But now we need to apply the tajweed rule, such as whenever there is a ghunna, we need to give it its due rights. It is 1 second or two motions. One, two. That's one thing. The second, everybody pay close attention to the ra. Whenever the ra has a fatha, it is a fat letter, mufakham, ra. So I would say, أخرج. And since I talked about the word أخرج, why do we fatten the Hamza while the Hamza is always مرققة? So I have the word أغطش and أخرج. أغطش and أخرج. I understand that the غين and the طاء would lead us sometimes to fatten the Hamza, but one has to be very careful. And also, the kha in the word akhraja and dara, they're mufakhamatain, but still, the Hamza has to be read muraqqaqa. So I would say, Yalima, akhraja, aghtasha, and I would recite it as follows, verse number 29, وَأَغْطَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ ضُحَاهَا. And also when I come to the word attamma, this is a mad. It is in one word, and it is a heavy, emphasized mad. Mad, lazim, kalimi, muthaqqal. So I would recite it with the 6 harakas. I would lengthen it as follows. I would say, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبَرَى. Okay, جزاكم الله خيرا. Thank you so much. Now, I will return to Brother Dino. Let's go ahead and recite from verse number 15. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟ إذ ناداه ربه بالواد المقدس طوى. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى.
Remember, we don't pronounce the noon. In a case of إخفاء, there is a ghunna. Yeah. It will replace the noon, but it will appear on the following letter. And how would you make it appear on the following letter, which is the ta? Put the tip of your tongue at the articulation point of the ta, which is, say, at. So once you pronounce the hamza of the word an, move right away to the ta, then put the ghunna. So you will say, an tazakka. Okay?
Okay. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكالا.
فأخذه
الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى.
جزاك الله خيرا. In the remaining couple of minutes, I'd like to take Sister Maryam from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Maryam. Please go ahead and recite from verse number 27. Verse number 27. Please. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها؟
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها؟ رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى.
I really did not want to interrupt you, but again, I would like to hear this ayah again. Recitation is very beautiful, but we would like to, inshallah, to achieve perfection. Go back to this ayah again, verse number 36. And make sure the ra, always whenever there is a ra with kasra, it is very thin, muraqqaqa. So how would you say it?
يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى.
Good.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ
الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. جزاك الله خيراً مريم. Very beautiful. I guess everybody now wants to move to Saudi. جزاكم الله خيراً. Thank you. Harith, we just have 2 minutes. What about reciting the last 2 or 3 verses? Let's go ahead and recite the verse number 42. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. يسألونك عن الساعة أين مرساها.
There is a mad, so stretch it up a little bit. أيانا.
يسألونك عن الساعة أين مرساها.
Okay, listen for me. يسألونك عن الساعة أين مرساها.
يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها.
Okay.
فيما أنت من ذكرها إلى ربك إلى ربك
مفخمة را را إلى ربك
إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها.
بارك الله فيك جزاكم الله خيرا. I would really like to apologize to the brothers and sisters who are still waiting on hold. Unfortunately, I will not be able to entertain your phone calls during this episode since we ran out of time. And until next episode, I leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Brothers and sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran. Recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span. Sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation. We were chosen to be part of his nation. gave us a message, and that was Islam. So read this miracle, recite the Quran.